Let's get into some music. Because I'm gonna start going off on a tangent. So
my fault. No.
Don't do that.
Okay.
We ain't gonna talk Tom Brady. So listen. So we'll get into some producer talk, man. And last week we were talking about House Party. Not last week, I'm sorry. A week before that. I'm getting the podcast mixed up because we record a lot. We still got a podcast that ain't fully out yet.
Right.
We still, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got this halfway. We got two podcasts halfway out there. So, but one of the podcasts we were talking about is House Party. And what we talked about is Full Force. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's Full Force.
Subscribe for the very latest.
Play it, Daddy.
Now, partner Jerry Curl.
The whole outfit, bro.
Matter of fact, pardon everything that they got on in this picture. Because the boots is crazy.
What's that dude necklace looking like? What is... And I'm like, you know what?
The jeans is crazy. The jackets are everything. The scarf around the head, everything is wild. This is they look like a bunch of talented football players with Jerry curls right now.
Don't forget the earrings.
Oh, the earrings is earrings is crazy, but it's the 80s.
The jewelry.
It's the 80s.
They bring that dangling joints, they bringing that back.
That's a fact, though. Hey, listen, all y'all little youngers out there, y'all might as well get your little 80s kid out and get like this, right? Because these dogs, they was dope, though. Now, the first time, I think for me, the first time I've ever heard of Full Force was when they did Too Hype. Right? That was the first time I heard that I recall who they were when they did the soundtrack to House Party. And then they were on the movie. I was 10 years old. Somewhere around there. Now Full Force, they're singers. I don't know if they're they could sing. I don't think vocally they were out of this world, but they can really sing. They can sing, right?
It wasn't no audition. I'm sorry. I didn't do that.
You took my joke right there. Well, I'm about to say you even better.
Hey, they won new edition. It was new edition. They can sing.
So they can sing. They can definitely sing better than Ralph, huh?
They can sing. They can sing. I don't want no problems.
So they're not Newport. They're not a Newport away. Newport away from losing it. From losing their voice.
They ain't Ralph by themselves, man. But they definitely can sing now. The thing about them, though, they also can produce, right? Yeah. Now, we're going to get into some Full Force. But first, I always go back, I go to Walt because Walt's the youngest of the crew. Because if I was a youngin', when I heard a new Full Force, I know he like, yo, listen, I don't know too much about Full Force. So do you know about Full Force?
I know Full Force. I don't know. Okay. I don't know them like that. Like, I wouldn't say I know them like I know New Edition, but I know Full Force, like from the House Party movies. And when I learned that, yo, the Bullies is the dudes that sung the songs. when I looked into them, I'm like, okay, they had some nice joints back in the day. So like, I like the music. I know of them. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. I know Chuck. Chuck know Full Force. Mm-hmm. You know. What are your thoughts about Full Force though? As a talent, You know, like, what are your thoughts about them?
Even though I was slightly older than Walt, I have the same origin as far as like my first contact with them, because, you know, I was hearing it throughout the movie. I was like, yo, I never put the two together until much later. Like, oh, these are the dudes who sing the soul. So I had to go back, and then I think, you know, it's like, as I come across different interviews, and I was like, oh yeah, these dudes is legit. Ain't my type of height is still on the playlist. Yeah. Like, that don't go off. So, and then of course as producers, it gets, and as songwriters, that list gets long. False, but it's a very extensive list, and they got the hits.
Right, hits. No pause on that one.
Gotta pause that. Whoa. But I mean, as a producer though, Trent.
Yeah.
Like what are your thoughts about them?
Man, they're definitely dope. Yeah. Ain't My Type of Hype was the jam in the movie for sure. That was it. I didn't like my first time knowing about Full Force, of course, was when the movie came out. I'm like, I didn't really put two and two together until that. I do have a question. Did they produce for Lisa too?
Mm-hmm. We're gonna go.
Just
want to
make
list.
Sure. Just want to make sure because I started like. Yeah, but
gonna,
yeah, definitely.
We're gonna get into that.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, they're much power and props to them, man. So yeah, definitely expect it.
So yeah, I mean, you know, the one thing. Once I started really understanding who Full Force was, the one thing that I loved about them is the unity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they stuck together. And the writing, because they wrote for a lot of people too. Producing, they stuck together. And the acting, it's like, I felt like you couldn't get one without, you think about it. And the two movies they were in, they all were together. Right? You got all of them. It's like, yo, you can't have one without the other. And it worked. It worked. You know what I mean? Like, they stuck together in a time, honestly, where people were breaking up. Groups were still breaking up. You know? But they came together, wrote, produced for other artists, and acted together. It's a true, when I look at that, I see a true brotherhood. You know what I mean? Of people who definitely in a music game that could be cutthroat, you never heard anything bad about Full Force. So I want to get into their music, right? And yes, they definitely produced for Lisa and the Cold Jam. That I wonder if I take you home. First of all, that's a classic. They wrote and produced that song.
That's dope.
They arranged the song. I mean, they did background on the song. That's Paul Anthony, Lisa, and Bowlegged Lou sing on that song. So it's, you know, that song alone. Just listen to that song alone. The beat, a well produced song. You know what I'm saying? And by the way, I think Lisa was like 14 when she was singing.
She was that young?
I think Lisa was like, she was like in her teenage years when she was singing on that. If I'm not mistaken.
16 or something. 16 or 18.
Don't quote me on that, but she was young. Yeah. Singing on that joint. On that. I wonder if you take me home. Would you still feel in love, baby? Like, she's young singing that song. Like, wow. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
Hey, yo.
That's crazy. Oh, Head to Toe by Lisa Lisa.
That's the jam. That's the jam right there.
Bruh, this Head to Toe by Lisa Lisa and Nicole Jam, like that they wrote, produced everything on that joint, man. Like,
you just mentioned, Can You Feel the Beat? Can you feel the beat within my heart? Can you see my love shine through the dark? That's the one you.
Did I get to that one?
Nah, go ahead. My bad. I'm jumping.
Yeah, nah. I did not get into that. Don't forget, they wrote for James Brown.
Cause I'm James Brown with the force.
Full force.
Ain't taking no lip.
They wrote for James Brown too?
Yeah.
James Brown comeback. That song Unreal. I think it was, he had a song called Unreal. He did a comeback in the 90s. I think it was in the 90s. Mm. And they wrote that song. Let's see. Let's look into that. So yeah, they produced the song. They produced. And do I see any written? Yeah, they produced that song. I don't know about the writing, but they did produce that song for James Brown called Unreal.
That's dope.
NSYNC.
They wrote. Yeah, I do remember. Yeah, I remember when they was writing and producing stuff for NSYNC. I do remember that because that came out. It was like, I remember seeing some kind of like interview that they were doing, and they were talking about, like, you know, who they were back in the day, and then they were showing them, like, you know, in the studio and everything, saying they was working with and writing for NSYNC. So yeah, that part I do remember. So that came out. They were big on the boy band era.
So we got Lisa Lisa, we got James Brown. They wrote for Rihanna in Rihanna's early stage. Mm-hmm. The Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, they were big in the boy band era.
This is all production I'm looking at right now. I'm not gonna say right. So this is all production that I'm reading. I don't know. I didn't get to the writing yet. Oh. Now I think we all a little too might be too. I remember this song. I was young when it came out. But it was this artist by the name of Cheryl Pepsi Riley.
That's a name.
Shirley Pepsi Riley. Two eyes. Two eyes at the end. Hmm. And she has this song called Thank You for My Child.
Thanks for my child.
That was a baby mama's anthem.
Okay.
That's a big song, y'all. I'm telling you, at this time in the 80s, it really tapped into the women. Like, they wrote a song that really, when she sang that song, Thank You for My Child, and you hear the baby in the background, like, y'all go listen to that song. Like, that song is not an upbeat song. It's very, like, emotional. Mm. I remember my mother playing that. I had a young mother. My mom's. When I was 5, 6, she was still in her 20s, right? And that song, she played that joint heavy. So that's another song. So we got NSYNC. We got, they wrote for Montel Jordan. Mm. They wrote this is production, Rob. This is production, my bad. So we got some production joints from another production joint from Houdini. Now we got a Houdini joint.
Oh.
They went from R&B to rap.
Nice.
Yeah.
This is early rap too. This ain't, you know what I'm saying? This is early 80s rap. What else we got here? I don't know who Samantha Fox is. Her name sounds familiar. I don't know how this went. I have to look at the real quick, but they produced a song for Lil' Kim.
What song was that?
it's off the Bella Mafia album.
Oh, that's 2003?
Yeah, 2003. With the Queen Bee.
Don't be mad, I can't put this money in a casket. I can't put these cars in a box with the ashes.
State footballs produced that.
Wow.
Like, come on, man. Like, they 3LW.
Wow.
Like, bro, like they are.
They was in there.
They was in a bag, bro.
Yeah, definitely.
They was in a bag. Now you talking about like writing. You got. Now it gets kind of hairy because if some artists sampled some of this song, they get writing credits as well.
Definitely.
Right. So, but can you feel the beat that was written by Full Force?
That go, hey,
bruh, that right there,
that go off.
They wrote and produced that.
Mm-hmm.
They wrote and produced it.
That's what's up.
Ooh, that beat's crazy, bro.
Yeah, I don't,
it fits. It was right for Lisa.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a perfect song. I'm gonna bug y'all out though.
What's up?
Y'all, do y'all know UTFO?
Yo, EMD. Yeah, what's up, man? They go that girl they call Roxanne.
I just saw, hey.
UTFO?
Roxanne.
I was like, when I saw that, I said, there's no way they produced Roxanne. I was like, yo.
They helped write that song. UTFO and Full Force.
That's wild.
They wrote that together. Yeah, so we got production, more production from NSYNC. Let's see. Look at this one right here. I need to see. Well, they probably sampled. So,
probably.
All right. So that means that they wrote Basketball. They helped write Basketball by Curtis
Blow.
Wow.
Hold on. Let me look at that real quick because they're in the Bow Wow.
They're in the Bow Wow credits
for Basketball. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's
you got Curtis Blow in there, but hold up, we got, where's Basketball?
Man, they could be paid for that.
Bruh, that's what I'm saying, man. Big, like, money. This is
big money.
This is crazy, man. Like,
that's all NSYNC and Backstreet alone. Right there, them dime albums.
Yeah.
Like, man, hold up. Let me see. So, Basketball. So here we are right here. So now I don't know about that one, but somehow, they wrote it. Curtis Basketball. They're one of the writers in there. For that song. Full Force is killing them, bro. Like, this is probably, I'm gonna be honest, out of all of the catalogs that we went through like when we did like producer talk, this is probably one of the most well-balanced catalogs.
That's dope.
We went from pop to R&B to rap. Full Force has covered probably almost every genre, and who knows, they might got some country songs, I don't know, but they but the most popular song genres,
yeah,
they hit all three.
That's dope.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like that, like, man, like it, I mean, I haven't even I have I'm ha- I'm not even done like going through this. Like, this is a phenomenal career.
That's dope.
You know, they probably still not done. Not to mention all the songs they did for themselves.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah, because they were artists themselves for sure.
It's like if you needed a hit for at least a little for 3 decades. For 3 decades at least, you were going.
So you keep growing, man. That's a full fledged career. That's the longevity of it.
Man, bro, like shout out to Full Force, man. Full Force,
definitely. My problem,
y'all,
most definitely.
Y'all, but I tell y'all, look, I'm telling you, if y'all go listen to that, thank you for my child. I'm telling you, that song was tapping into some females. They was They was in these feelings with that.
You said they wrote and produced that?
That was their artist. Cheryl Pepsi Riley. Mm. Cheryl Pepsi Riley. She was bad too. Shout out to Cheryl Pepsi. Cheryl Pepsi Riley. Yeah, Cheryl Pepsi Riley.
Yes. Yo.
Yeah, I don't know. Pepsi's in quotes, so maybe she just liked Pepsi. I don't know. That was an 80s thing. Pepsi was banging back then. I don't know. But yeah, shout out to Full Force, because in celebrating hip hop in these 50 years, you're not going to even think about Full Force. You're not. But they are probably more embedded in the fabric of hip hop than a lot of other artists. Like, they, like, come on, that's early 80s. Come on, Houdini, Curtis Blow, that's the beginning of hip hop.
One thing I do like is that the fact that when we talk about these contributions that a lot of these artists, these producers who were trailblazers that made, they also embedded themselves within the fabric of just music itself.
Facts.
So that's definitely something to, you know, to admire when we're talking about celebrating, like, you know, 50 years of hip hop, because it's not just hip hop, but how much that they've woven themselves a part of just music in general. So that's good.
Hey, fun fact though. It looks like, from what I can see, Sting redid Roxanne.
Yeah, he did. Yep. Yep.
Which means Full Force
got a credit for it.
Not only Full Force, Diddy produced that joint, Stevie J produced it, and the Police produced it. And yeah, Roxanne was written by Full Force.
You mean the remix that they did for Roxanne?
Stevie J,
yeah,
Diddy, and the Police redid that.
Remember
the
that.
Remix.
Remember that joint.
Take Diddy off. No Diddy. Any.
I guarantee. No, hold up, y'all. Hold up, y'all. Diddy can. I gotta talk to y'all. I'm gonna talk to you. I ain't gonna get to it right now. But I'm gonna talk to you about Dr. Dre. I'm not gonna get into it now. But I found some things out about Dr. J. But anyway, yeah, like,
oh no.
So what, did he, like, really produce some stuff?
But UTFO, UTFO, Sting, and Full Force,
man,
and a couple other people, they get composer credit for that. Shout out to y'all, man.
That remix is on point, though. I like that remix.
Yo, Sting is gangster. If you did over Roxanne, come on, son.
Hey,
shout out to Sting on that one. That's crazy. I gotta listen. I ain't listening.
But you know, he has his own original version too, right?
Who?
Sting.
Yeah, but UTFO's come before his.
Mm. They got really? To.
Yeah, because dog, if Full Force and UTFO are getting credit on this version. Mm-hmm. They theirs came
the
first.
They're
the original.
Yeah, but because that sample uses that Roxanne, but Sting has his own thing. It was like, you know, it's like Roxanne.
Oh, you don't have to.
So, but
that's only a name. The rhythm of that song, that Roxanne, that's UTFO.
Because Puff sampled it.
No. But what I'm saying is that UTFO.
Yeah,
of the part.
Yeah,
that comes from that. They're the original,
of course, because that sample came into it. But Sting has his own original version.
But the way he's saying that, he's singing
it to match the thing. But that when they sampled that and put it in there, that's Puff. Hey.
Like I said,
he's still singing the same lyrics that he has in from the original. In there.
I haven't heard it, but shout out to UTFO.
Shout out to Sting.
And you know, but anyway, we're going to move on.